Dustin Howard is not your average 21-year-old Murray State electronic media student. On the weekends, he's driving halfway across the country to compete in the professional wrestling ring as Chuck Taylor. When Howard was a sophomore in high school, he heard about a local pro wrestling training program and began learning how to wrestle in December of 2001. From there, he would go on to showcase his talents from Evansville to the Northeast. So tell me a little bit about your alter ego, Chuck Taylor.
He's an odd guy, I suppose. Basically, it's just me to the nth degree. It's just crazy.
You know what? Chuck Taylor here. I'm going to give you a little Spanish lesson. I don't know how many of our Chikar fans here have taken Spanish in high school. Tonight's show, Raid of the Dingoes. You know what that means in Spanish? It means King of the Flippy Little Boys. Tonight, Chuck Taylor is doing no flips. I'm going to punch
Howard fans. Grew up watching wrestling on television, inspired by the technical wrestling of Bret Hart and the interviews of Chris Jericho. Today, he says he's influenced by his peers on the independent circuit, such as Larry Sweeney. As Chuck Taylor, Dustin incorporates the high-flying, somewhat wacky style of lucha libre or Mexican wrestling into his repertoire. His charismatic interviews are somewhat reminiscent of a young Stevie Richards. And where did the name Chuck Taylor come from? How did you decide to choose that name?
Well, I had a show in Tennessee. It was actually my first show, and I didn't have a name, and I didn't want to be just Dustin Howard because that's a lame name. I used to actually wrestle in the Converse Chuck Taylors. It just kind of came about. I just decided to be Chuck Taylor, and I never expected to stick with it. But it, I don't know, it's been almost 6 years, so.
What do your friends and family think of you wrestling?
My mom tends to talk about it and tell everybody about it, which is kind of embarrassing because most people get the wrong impression of it. A lot of my family, they don't seem to get it. Some of my friends think it's pretty goofy. And I always get introduced as the wrestler guy, which kind of gets old after a minute, but most people seem to be okay with it.
Howard usually has anywhere from 1 to 3 shows in a weekend, driving as far as Chicago or Philadelphia. He has even had offers to wrestle in Europe. Dustin says life on the road can be hard, driving 16 hours one way, eating peanut butter and jelly to save money. However, Howard says it's all worth it once he gets to the show. As Chuck Taylor, Dustin plays the villain, often screaming at children in the audience.
If I'm going to try to make a crowd hate me, then I figure the easiest way to do that is to yell at their children. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. It's kind of sick, but it makes me and other people laugh, so.
Did anybody ever get really mad at you and retaliate for doing something like that, like in the audience?
I actually had one guy in Nashville pull a knife on me once, but I don't think he was going to use it.
Howard says there are a lot of independent wrestling promotions that he feels have better matches and storylines than the big promotions on national television. However, they lack the exposure and funding to compete. He says promotions like Chikara would surprise casual fans.
I think the stuff that's on TV right now, like the WWE and I guess TNA is the only other thing on TV, it's really bad. I don't like watching it because they just don't put together good TV shows. It's not that entertaining.
With skills he picked up from his electronic media courses, Dustin put together videos with clips of his matches and interviews and posted them on websites like YouTube. Fans began posting the videos on various internet wrestling forums praising the Chuck Taylor character. Dustin says the videos helped him get booked in matches. Does it still surprise you to know that people, perhaps all over the world, people you don't know, are talking about you on internet forums?
It does get kind of weird sometimes. A lot of people add me on MySpace that tell me how much they love me and stuff like that. It's really weird. I guess a lot of these promotions have quite a following. It is weird to know that people are talking about me because I'm just a dorky kid from Murray.
And where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Probably still here at Murray State. I really don't know. I hope to be, it'd be nice to be on TV, maybe with a contract somewhere, collecting money. I hope to still be doing it injury-free. Luckily, I've been pretty injury-free thus far, so hopefully I'm still out there doing what I can.
Well, I want to thank you for coming up here today and talking about Chuck Taylor.
No problem.